Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 161, Keeping Track of LNC Income and Expenses. Why is it so important to keep track of expenses? Quinn Vo's program highlighted the importance of saving money on taxes. Not keeping track of expenses is one of the business management mistakes that LNCs can make. You need to do this whether you or someone else is paying the bills. It's now tax time when we look at our income and expenses. This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. Why does the correct money management have such an impact on your business and your life? Money management, if for small businesses, is really the key to success. As with anything in life, when you have a goal or a direction that you want to go in, you need to know where you started. It's much like the necessity of having a map when you go on a long driving trip across the country. You need a roadmap for money management. If you remember before GPSs, you bought an atlas or a local map. However, the standard map is only the standard part, right? When you plan a trip, you customize it to fit the places that you want to stop, the things you want to see, how long you want to stay in a place, who you want to take with you, what you're going to do when you get there, and so on. Now you're asking yourself, what does a map have to do with money management? Absolutely everything. You are creating the map for your business and for your life. Your money is the way. However, the style of money management, like the way you plan your trip, is entirely dependent on you. Some people like to go on guided tours, but us entrepreneurs like to walk on the wild side. We want to do it our way. Create a map of your money so that you have a good trip, a good life, and a profitable business. How do we do this? We use a method of tracking our money, a method that works for you, for your personality, and for your business. That leaves us with a lot of questions that need answers. The best and most important question is, what will work for me? If it isn't the method that will work for you, then it just won't work. It ruins the whole trip. Avoid sabotaging your money management in your small business. For example, if you're not a fan of computers and have never worked with spreadsheets, it's silly to set up your financial tracking system on a program like Excel. Chances are you're going to get so frustrated with the program by attempting to figure it out that you're going to come up with some good reasons why you just don't have the time to track your finances. You'll be sabotaging your trip before you even get out of the driveway. First, determine where you're starting from. The tracking method is very important. It needs to be relatively easy for you to use and understand. There are many methods available, and they're all acceptable. The point is to find one and make it yours. For it to work properly, it's important to be thorough and detailed. Before I continue with the show, let's talk about one point. You know that controlling expenses and keeping good track of your income is vital for your business. In my online training presented by an accountant, you will discover what you should be doing from this skilled person. Learn simple and straightforward methods to manage and understand your money so that you can use this information to grow and better manage your business. You won't want to miss this. The one-hour training is called Smart Money Management. In this program, you will identify and choose a simple and uncomplicated way to track your money and set budgets. You'll get tips and tricks on understanding your numbers. You will be able to refine your financial goals and use powerful techniques to achieve them. Order this training at http://legalnursebusiness.com/SMM. That's http://legalnursebusiness.com/SMM for smart money management. And use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount off the price. I became aware of the importance of keeping track of expenses early in my company's history. My accountant and I worked out a system of codes for income and expenses. For example, if I purchase supplies, I have a code that would cover that purchase. I recommend you assign word or numerical codes to your income and expenses. You'll find it helpful for keeping track of expenses to have a code like 8000 or ASK for Ask My Accountant for when you really don't know how to categorize that expense. This is a standard one in QuickBooks that comes with your program that your accountant can set up for you when your accountant is setting up the software. Ask My Accountant is a good catch-all that your accountant can find later at the end of the month, the end of the quarter, or end of the year to see what questions he or she has. Anything that's unclear is good to put aside rather than guessing and saying, "Oh, I think that was an office supply." Once you've got it in a category like office supply, you will never realize that you were going to go back and look at it again. It's already hidden. By coding your income and expenses, what I'm referring to is what I do when I receive checks or I review my credit card statement that comes every month. I write down on the statement and have a printed list of all of my income and expense codes and then put a little number next to that charge on my credit card so the number can then be transferred into the accounting system. That then goes into building reports, such as a profit and loss report. You'll use the same coding system when you're paying bills. This makes it easy for keeping track of expenses and to look for trends or patterns. Are you spending more on marketing this year than last year? What does your website cost run? The benefit of codes is that you're looking at your credit card statements and verifying that, yes, that's what I spent, and there are no unknown expenses. It gives you another sense of what's happening with your money in the business. Some business owners don't want to look at a bank account and don't want to see the credit cards. They don't even open them, and they say, "Here," to their billing person, "pay this bill. I don't want to look at it." I don't recommend that approach. Someone can enter the codes for you, but you should see the bank statements and the credit card bills. This is a horror story about not keeping track of expenses. I know a woman who owned a legal nurse consulting business who had an employee who handled the company money. One day the employee was out sick. The business owner, who had turned everything over to the employee, picked up the credit card statement. That employee was always paying the bills, and the owner didn't see the statements. The owner discovered that the employee had purchased a $3,000 computer with the company credit card for her own personal use. The owner would never have seen that charge because she trusted her so completely. And there it was. Unfortunately, fraud occurs a lot. What happens is a bookkeeper will gain your trust, or she might start charging your company for small expenses. And might be something that you wouldn't notice at all. Maybe she went to the office supply store and bought supplies for herself, and you would not have realized they weren't for your business. Dishonest employees sneak in a few little expenses, and then they start getting more aggressive and braver. The business owner may not catch the theft until that person goes on vacation, disappears, or is fired, and then their dishonesty is found. The more you can keep your eyes on your money, the better off you are. You want to be able to delegate, but you also want to have oversight to make sure everything is accurate. Be sure to get the details about our online video training, Smart Money Management, at the link http://legalnursebusiness.com/SMM. That's http://legalnursebusiness.com/SMM for Smart Money Management. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.